This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantis Holster, singular.com. All right. I've been aware of these guys for quite some time. I know a few principals that have been there before, but I get to meet a new guy today. From Magpul, the biggest AR-15 accessories dealer on the planet that I'm aware of. We're joined tonight by John Knipe. Good afternoon, young fella.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Magpul, I've always been a big fan of Magpul simply because you guys did something. I wish you guys had been around really doing a lot of work in the 80s, to be honest with you, because when I was in the military, everything was heavy. Everything was heavy. So, Magpul,
yep.
For those who are uninitiated, tell me a little bit about what Magpul is, how they started.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the weight reduction and human interface stuff that you probably didn't have in the military, and I certainly didn't for the first half of my military career. Richard Fitzpatrick, our founder, I think most people familiar with Magpul certainly know about Rich, had an idea to replace the standard 550 cord and 100-mile-an-hour tape loops that people used on an M16 magazine with an injection-molded rubber loop. So you could pull them out of the mag pouch, and it would also give them some protection and a little better purchase. So all around, just improvement to the magazine. They wouldn't slap together in the pouch. And that idea was the first Magpul product, and about the only product Magpul had for the first 3 or 4 years. And it took off, you know, from Richard making them in his basement and selling them himself off of a card table at gun shows, and eventually snowballed into the Magpul you see today.
100-mile-an-hour tape. I haven't heard that term in so many years. That's what I was laughing about. The Magpul, the loops that he's referring to, we were always looking for a way to make a magazine change faster. And that's where all this crazy stuff of, taping a upside-down mag and flipping it and all that, that's where all that ridiculous stuff came from. Because, you know, we were looking for ways to shave a little time off of things. And plus, getting them out of the pouches back in the 80s was not nearly as... This would have been much easier if we'd had those. And it would have been noise discipline, too.
Absolutely, yeah. An LP2 pouch is about the height of a magazine. You know, there's not really anything sticking out to grab. So
right.
That's where the idea came from. He was working at here in Boulder at a big tech company and always had this idea in the back of his head. He was a recon Marine and then went to the tech industry there in the 90s, and one day decided he was going to do it, and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, that was one of those things. We did some crazy stuff back in the 80s to try to, and it was all, we would describe it as field expedient, but it was all quite janky. And along comes Magpul. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, did you come about after the assault weapons ban or before?
Before. 1999.
Yeah.
But certainly the rapid growth, the huge expansion of the product line really started because, you know, other than beginning of the GWAT, some weapons development, like the commercial AR industry really took off. It was just big blue
right.
sky for everybody once that assault weapons ban expired, you know. There wasn't a lot available up until that point, and then, you know, just huge demand all of a sudden really was something that would be hard to replicate today, even with the same people, same ideas. But that was a catalyst, certainly, for growth of the whole industry. And, yeah, definitely at Magpul.
Some of the stuff that you did, and, I mean, some of the stuff that you have for weapons today, I mean, I very rarely see a AR without a Magpul stock on the back of it. There's other players that are out there. They've got one or two here and there. But rarely do I ever see one without a Magpul stock. That's almost a given. Especially for the Mo stock.
Yeah, the Mo stock at this point is probably the most common OEM stock in use today. We've got a few dozen stocks at this point, and there's some other great ones out there, no doubt about it. But yeah, we've been very fortunate to be in a position over the years to be able to react quickly to new requirements, new technology, and we've got a stock for just about everything, certainly in the AR arena. Everything from super minimalist compact stocks through fully featured precision rifle stocks.
Were you the first ones to get out there with these slings that can morph from a 2-point to a 1-point that actually mass marketed those? I mean, I know a lot of...
I do believe that MS3 sling was the first one that came from a manufacturer with that capability. If someone else had it or there were accessories that did it, I honestly don't remember. I was certainly paying attention to it at the time, but I wasn't with the company then. The first one I remember as a customer was the MS3.
Yeah, I remember when Costa was... demonstrating that one. The other thing, though, is that one of the great things about some of the stuff that you guys have made, like if somebody's got a sling, for example, that won't work with their weapon because they don't have the attachments, you guys make the attachments by themselves that you can, you know, attach to your weapon multiple different ways, multiple different rails, whether it's the Mo handguards, whatever it is. You've got a way to make that actually work.
We do. Yeah, we looked at the sling line. And when we discontinued the MS3, we moved to a base sling we call the MS1. It's available in a standard webbing or a variable width tubular nylon, which is a padded sling without any seams in it. It's not just a pad sewn onto it. And then the ability to take it from a single point to a 2-point sling, be it via our proprietary Paraclips, QDs, Uncle Mike's sling stud like you might see on a hunting rifle. So basically, we try to give the customer as many options as we can from a basic 2-point adjustable sling all the way through something that can interface with any number of different QD mounts and go from a 1-point to a 2-point.
Yeah. Very making your weapon much more adaptive. This is with Magpul. I would have to say this is where it began to be. You looked at the AR platform and thought, this thing is like a thing of Legos. It's like a bottle of Legos that I can turn it into whatever I want. That had to have begun with Magpul.
Yeah, to some degree, I think the widespread advent of the Knights Rail system really started to move us in that direction.
Yep.
And then, like you said earlier, that expiration of the assault weapons ban where collapsible stocks were back on the menu and, you know, the kind of popularization of the vertical foregrip.
Tell you what, John, coming up on the break, you hold right there. We're going to cover this some more because this is the stuff. Finally get to talk
Absolutely.
About the stuff I like to talk about. John Knipe, he's at Magpul. You can find their website at magpul.com. If you don't... You probably have a rifle that already has some Magpul stuff on it, if you don't know. But if you don't, you might want to check them out, because it will definitely make it much more ergonomic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I am speaking From Magpul, I am speaking with John Kneipp. And what Magpul did, they revolutionized two things. They revolutionized the idea, in my mind, from what I observed. You can correct me if you want to, John. That's fine.
I'm going to let you run with it. We'll see where we go.
So they revolutionized the AR-15 platform. But to me, the bigger contribution they made was the PMAG. Now, I never got to carry PMAGs in the military. They're all the metal mags and everything else. They made a lot of noise when they hit the ground and all this other stuff. Plus, because they were metal and plastic, they were sort of brittle. Plus, for some reason, they seemed quite happy to give us Vietnam-era mags to run with. And I can only imagine with the PMAG that the PMAG coming into the military and into the civilian market, too. It was, first of all, it had to have been made the mags themselves more durable. Thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were talking earlier, Magpul's kind of first dozen or so products were all human interface, right? How did you look at that AR-15 and improve the grip, the stock, the forend, et cetera, et cetera. And so the CTR stock, which, again, is probably the most iconic stock out there for an AR-15 at this point, we developed a new polymer material. And when they were looking at it, it was like, hey, this has all these properties. This might actually work in a magazine. So the discovery of the material that started the PMAG, it's not what we use now, was almost an accident as part of the CTR program. So definitely the aluminum GI mag had a, you know, generally a pretty decent mag if you maintained it and if you took them out of service when they should have been taken out of service. Like you mentioned, the military, they wouldn't throw anything away. That's why you get a mag that looks like it's bronze with all the finish worn off, and, you know, it was probably one of the first 30-rounders out there. It's still in circulation somewhere.
Yeah.
So they decided to design an improved magazine with improved geometry and some different performance characteristics. Certainly won't bend, won't dent, and that, you know, polymer might be a suitable material, and that was in 2007. I was still in the Army at the time. And actually, our combat development cell at my unit got some of the first PMAGs. I've still got them here. I got them 2 days before a trip to Iraq, and I was the first person that we know of to deploy with PMAGs and try them out. And there was a learning curve, and there was some hiddenness with the very first generation of PMAGs. Some people might remember Magpul swapped them all out for you know, you could send them back in, they'd give you a new mag with an improved polymer compound, you know, not too long after they released them, and they just kept going with it. So right now we're on our third generation of the PMAG. It's the one that the DOD adopted, starting with the Marine Corps. Widespread use. It's the most common AR mag definitely on the planet at this point. And a couple other variants of the PMAG there in the early days, the EMAG for the British MOD. So generally speaking, when the government does a bad job, they get more money. So they can drive a weapons program out for 15 years because they keep getting funding to try to fix their own jacked up program, which was the case of the government's enhanced AR mag. We are the opposite. We get paid more money when we do a really good job. So it's in our best interest to improve that mag as much as possible whenever we can. So while we call it the Gen M3 PMAG, in reality, there's been dozens upon dozens of tiny little tweaks that would be imperceptible to anybody but us. But any time we have an opportunity to improve any performance characteristic of that magazine, we take it. You know, constant improvement is kind of a foundation of what we do at Magpul. The mag kept getting better and better and better to the point that the government couldn't deny it anymore. The Marine Corps, in an open test of USGI mags versus every commercially available mag, the PMAG handily beat everybody else in reliability and durability. And starting with the Marine Corps in 2017, we've got widespread DOD adoption. All the guns on the Bin Laden raid were E-mags. You can look at any number of pictures of special operations currently deployed around the world right now. They're probably using an MCT brown E-mag, and we're super proud of that. It's a never-ending thing here, making that mag better in any way we can every day through every possibility.
One thing that excited me when I started seeing it is you guys have shifted now to third-party support to a degree, because you make P-mags for Glock, and you make P-mags for the CZ Scorpion. And those are the two that I know about. I don't know if you do it for anybody else. Now, I have a lot of P-mags for my Glocks, and I've been told by various people, well, I take this, use the stock ones for your self-defense when you're carrying, but they're good for training. I have no reservations about grabbing a P-mag and sticking that in the gun and then sticking the gun in the holster and going out the door. They have never failed me. But the thing that it does, though, is that, all of this R&D that you guys have done over time, you bring it to the Glock platform, for example, and, you have a less expensive, highly, highly durable alternative to looking for Glock mags. So, I love it. I love it. But we're coming up on the next break. We're coming up on the next break. Now, when we get back, I want to touch on some things that are sort of old and maybe new. I don't know. But are you guys, now, Magpul will be at SHOT Show?
We will. Yep, we'll be there. We are starting to head that way on Saturday to get set up. We're still planning on exhibiting at the show as usual as we can make it.
What is the booth number?
Off the top of my head, I do not know, but I can find out by the time we get.
Well, I mean, Magpul is such a noticeable. If you're at SHOT Show, go check out Magpul. Go check out Magpul.
Yeah,
tell John.
We're generally on the left side of the big upstairs hall.
Yeah.
Pretty close to where we've always been, if you're familiar with the show, but can't miss. We got a big sign hanging up. You can see it from across the hall.
Says Magpul on it. We'll be right back. I'm talking to John Knight from Magpul. This is Lock and Load. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, President Biden's approval rating on the coronavirus pandemic is at 39%. This as the Biden administration is pledging to begin providing a half a billion at-home test kits to Americans for free this month. President Biden says the White House is not stopping there.
I'm directing my team to procure an additional half a billion, additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. I mean, a billion tests in total to meet future demand.
The Supreme Court blocking the enforcement of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test mandate for workers at large businesses, but allowing the enforcement of a similar mandate for certain healthcare workers. And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced he wouldn't cooperate with the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol Hill riots that occurred January 6, 2021. McCarthy saying the committee isn't focused on the real issues of the riots on Fox and Friends.
There's two focuses that this committee should be working on. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day, and to make sure it never happens again? But they will not bring forth any of the Sergeant of Arms communication with the Speaker. This is purely an arm of the DCCC going after any of their political opponents. People see it.
He joins Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan in refusing to cooperate with the committee. A key measure of inflation is on the rise. The Producer's Price Index, which measures the prices producers of various goods and services receive, jumped 9.7% last year. That's the biggest increase in a calendar year since 2010. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with John Knipe from Magpul, and they are going to be at SHOT Show. And, 2022, as it probably was in 2021 and 2020, has got a lot of new products coming out. Is there any one of these that catch you? Because you guys are, I've just talked about the rifle stuff. I mean, you have a line of clothing. You have a line you've got your own eyewear now.
Eyewear? The whole gambit of apparel, accessories, organization, firearms accessories, that's the core of our business by a staggering margin. That's our thing. We're a firearms accessories company, but definitely we've gotten to the point where people want Magpul in other parts of their lives, and certainly eye protection hand in hand with shooting, the storage solutions right there hand in hand with shooting, and the same way that original Magpul was intended to make people's lives easier, all the accessories are no exception to that rule either. The big ones this year, I think, for us are going to be the bipod. We've got a very cool new bipod at a very attractive price. A ton of features and a ton of performance for the price. They're really excited to get out to everybody. New precision rifle chassis, even an ejection port cover, which, like, personally, is one of my least favorite parts of an AR-15 to have to deal with, a GI ejection port cover. If something goes wrong with it, it gets bent, the spring unwinds. So we got one that's going to solve just about any and every problem you ever had with an injection port cover. So same old, same old. Anything we can improve on, we're looking to do it.
Now, one thing I want to touch on, just because, and we're going to come back to the new stuff, but I want to talk about Magpul of the future, because you guys have flirted with weapons development. You flirted with something that looked like a little, it was bigger than a mobile phone, but it would flip out, and it was a functioning weapon. And you've had the ACR, you flirted with that and everything. Is there going to be at some point where Magpul segues into product development where you're going to start making your own gun?
Certainly, we'll never say never. So the folding gun from 2007, the FMG9 or FPG, depending on which literature you're reading, the folding pocket gun. It's roughly 8 inches long, 4 inches in height, you know, about an inch wide, and size of one of the new handheld Nintendos that my kids won't put down, just about there. And inside was essentially a heavily modified Glock 17 operating system. You would hit a button, and the gun would self-deploy and turn itself into a very small submachine gun. We announced last year that we're actually going to put a variant of that into production with Zeb Technologies. We've just gotten ATF approval last week that the pistol variant is indeed going to be a Title I firearm that you could buy like any other handgun. And so that one, in partnership with Zeb, it'll technically be a Zeb gun, is actually coming to market probably in early 2023. It's in testing right now. Everything's going well. And, there are a lot of guns out there with a lot of room for improvement. And sticking to that core business of firearms accessories, that's where we put all of our effort. But we will certainly never say never when it comes to actual weapon systems. It's certainly something that you may see one day and you may not. It's not at all out of the cards.
Yeah, the things that I have seen so far seem, and you know, you don't really see that kind of innovation. Nobody's really tried to do some of the things that you guys have done, like with the ACR, with the interchangeable barrel system and the interchangeable caliber capacity that gun had and everything else. And I mean, now you talk to some people and they're like, that's where the AR is going. It's going to be interchangeable barrels, interchangeable calibers. So you guys have always been a little bit ahead of your time on that, but I find that interesting that I would love to see that happen. I would love to see that happen. A Magpul gun.
There's some good starts. The SCAR, great example that, you know, predates the ACR, and, you know, never quite got all of the options out there for caliber conversion and stuff, not to the commercial market. SIG's MCX is a really good example. The commercialized ACR was, it was all almost there. And then again, just the ability to convert that to all the stuff that it was envisioned as having, it never made it to market. And then, you know, some other guns have come along and, you know, at the root of it, the AR-15's already pretty modular.
Right.
And with the adoption it's gotten, I don't know if that's the reason we haven't seen, like, the execution of that concept, be it from Magpul or somebody else, get fully realized, because with the proliferation of the AR-15, dropping a new upper on it is so easy. In my opinion, that's kind of what's held it back. But, again, the room's out there. I would never say never, but it's nothing on the horizon right now. Not for us, anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, interchangeable barrels is nothing new, but most of the time you see it in crew serve weapons with the military.
Sure.
So bringing it down to the man portable weapon is you would only do that if you need to change caliber. So that means you become... you have a multifaceted possibility of your mission. So, Anyway, I just find that speculation about what they could be and what it could have been and all that other stuff, that's just fun to do. That's just fun to do. But back to the new stuff. With the new stuff, now, when you go to SHOT, and I'm curious about this, when you go to SHOT Show and you premiere this new stuff, do you already have enough of it in place to where if everybody's like, hey, I just saw this at SHOT Show, I'm ready to buy some of this?
Generally, sometimes it lines up that way, and sometimes it doesn't. Usually everything's in a space where we've at least got molded samples that came out of a tool, out of the actual material. We try not to show 3D printed prototypes or anything.
Right.
And in some cases, things are ready to ship either right now or within a few weeks. But more often than not, we're giving people a heads up of what they can expect down the road based on, you know, a final design. But it's still got to go through testing, get textured, build up enough inventory to satisfy demand.
Right.
So generally speaking, this stuff's not going to be available. We've actually got products from SHOT Show last year that we still haven't been able to ship due to a number of considerations, primarily being overwhelming demand.
Right.
It's hard to put new stuff into production when we can't conceivably make enough of the stuff we've already got on the market. And, you know, those things at some level are competing for the same resources. We're not immune to the economic and supply chain stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on right there, because you just opened up the next can of worms. You just opened it up.
All right.
You want to go into the break? Magpul.com, talking to John Knipe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to John Knipe from Magpul, and I mean, he led us into this. This is his fault, but I've been dying to ask about this. You have an enormous dealer network. I mean, you can just about, I'm surprised you can't buy a PMAG at a Walgreens. How bad did this supply chain shortage, COVID thing, how bad did that affect Magpul?
Honestly, in terms of legacy products, stuff that's already available on the market, that's what we refer to as legacy product, not too bad. We've been able to keep up with tremendous demand with really not really too many issues. I mean, if you've been shopping, you can generally find PMAGs in the gun shop. You can generally find CTR stocks in the gun shop. But the, right, the cost of keeping that inventory in was new product releases, finishing those up, getting them through testing, and then taking the time out, right? We've got a finite amount of space, tremendous as it is, and capacity to build things. I doubt anybody else matches it, but still, you know, at some point we're full up on our ability to produce things. So that's been a factor, keeping things that are already on order going out the door. We've had to sacrifice new products for that. And then certainly there's been small disruptions we've had to work around, be it from the weather in Texas, shutting down factories we get raw materials from, through shipping has been a huge one. It's just harder to move things from one place to the next. And stuff like that, to some degree, has slowed us down. But really, the casualty hasn't been availability. We prioritize that over getting new products out. So
right.
No vast conspiracy like you see on our social media. No one on earth wants to get the new products out more than this guy on the phone right now. But,
well,
you know, it's a matter of triage, pretty much.
Well, I was going to ask, at what point, See, I've never seen any shortage of Magpul products. And it's not so much the new stuff that I'm looking for. Like, if I go looking for PMAGs, I want to find PMAGs. Because I've, you know, to a large degree with ARs and with Glocks, I have grown to depend on PMAGs. So being able to find that stuff, or being able to find that quick detach attachment for a quad rail, which is still out there. You can still find it in multiple places. That is more important to me as far as being a current consumer of the Magpul product line. But the interesting question that you make me think about is, when you guys are looking at this stuff, when you're out there saying, okay, we're having this issue and we're having that issue and everything else, and we're not going to lose any business. That's just the way it's going to be. We're just not going to lose any business. When do you make that decision? I mean, that's got to be one of those logistical brain twisters, because I'm sure you guys have to consider, well, what if this doesn't last very long? What if it doesn't do this and everything? And you've got to make a commitment to the path you're going to take, for at least for the next year. How that seems like a really big time consuming undertaking to me.
Yeah, I'm bald, and then I got a gray beard now. The army made the hair fall out, and Magpul turned the rest of it gray. It's a constant battle, but like our CEO and president was also the first employee Richard ever hired. He grew up in a business where there was a complex supply chain with his family, and then transitioned over to Magpul. There's nobody better suited to make those decisions than the guy that runs Magpul. And then we've got a super competent team with centuries of combined experience navigating this stuff. And then we've learned the hard way. We learned the hard way in 2012 when you couldn't find a PMAG anywhere after the Newtown shootings. And then people were mad at Magpul because Cheaper Than Dirt was selling them for $100.
Yeah.
And it's like, we never raised the prices. They're still buying them for the same price everybody always has been.
Right,
Dealer markup. And we decided we never wanted to be in that position again. And we can really have a very fine pulse on the magazine supply across our entire market. And that's why you're still able to get them in the stores. And, I mean, for us, it was a no-brainer. We've already got commitments to supplying those products. We've already got the orders in. And they've taken priority. You know, I think we've still got five products that are within weeks of shipping that we haven't been able to get out from last year. And it's super frustrating. I understand customer frustration. Again, nobody's more frustrated than me. But we just, you know, had to take a hard look at what the business case for it looked like and prioritize the products we're already selling.
Yeah, I look at some of the, like a Magpul, and I imagine that a lot of the guys that work there are military veterans or something, or they have a military background of some sort. And then, but they come in and they're faced with this, once-in-a-lifetime kind of, nationwide business crisis. And you guys seem to execute it really well. Really well. It was not a repeat of 2012. I remember when that was happening.
Yeah.
You couldn't find, 2013 and most of 2020, well, all of 2020, and a good deal of 2021, I didn't even buy a round of ammo during those panic buying times, just because that got driven up. But I was glad to see that nothing else got driven up. Guns did for a little bit, but you guys have certainly satisfied the market.
Sure. And, we're uniquely prepared for it because we've seen it every time there's an election, every time there's a shooting. Monster Energy never anticipated an aluminum shortage, and that's why you can't buy Monster in stores because they can't make it. We've been seeing this for the last decade, the ebbs and flows of ramping up huge surges in demand. And fortunately, we've just been able to, along the way, tweak our process to put us in a pretty good position to deal with it, but it's definitely not painless on our end either.
Right. So, Magpul will be at SHOT Show. I know you and Charles are going to be hanging out a little bit. You should feel very confident hanging out with Charles. His fiance is a powerhouse lawyer, so you guys won't. Even if you get in trouble, she'll take care of that for you. So, I think you guys should have a really good time. A really good time while you're out there. And I too, John, am bald with a gray beard, just so you know. Great radio mind. Business did that to me. Huh?
Great minds think alike.
And definitely sort of, sounds like we sort of look alike. But in any event, Magpul.com, this is where you can go. If you want to take your weapon, your AR, or if you got a Glock, or if you got a, you know, they do so many things with so many different pieces that it's hard to go to their website and not imagine coming away. Like, they do gloves now. They do the military-style gloves, which we didn't have when I was in the military. We didn't have plate carriers, we didn't have optics, and we didn't have gloves. I guess we were just superior back in the 80s. Either that or we were just not equipped the right way. It's one of the two, I'm sure, but whatever it is.
Probably you can be for sure.
Yeah, we were quicker and we had to have better eyes. We didn't have no plate carriers. Well, even the armored, I mean, I was riding around the 5.57 or 1.13, which a 7.62 will punch right through. So even our armor wasn't armored. So anyway. Anyway, you have a very good shot show. Yeah, absolutely. It's quite, I mean, I'm glad to have been a part of the military, but at the same time, I have no reference with anything happening today. I have no reference with what you did in the 2000s. Since it's changed at a very rapid pace, but you guys have kept up with it at Magpul. As a matter of fact, you sort of led the way and led the charge, so it's very good to have you on the show. You have a good shot show. You, give my regards to Mr. Anderson, who I will talk to, I'm sure, before he goes or as he's gone. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
John Knipe, Magpul, the number one AR-15 accessories company on the planet, and they are expanding and taking over everything else they're looking at. We'll be right back. 1911 University with Joe Chambers is up next. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.